وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, seeking assistance from patience and prayer has been mentioned more than once in the Quran, even more than once in Surah Al-Baqarah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse number 153 of Surah Al-Baqarah, He says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
O you who believe, اِسْتَعِينُوا
بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
O you who believe, seek assistance, seek help through patience and prayer. I've spoken about this in the past, but the point I want to raise is the verse that follows. It says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ
Indeed, Allah is with those who bear patience. Allah is with those who bear patience. So this is something that we are taught, we have hope that when I'm bearing patience, Allah is with me. Allah hears, Allah accepts the dua. When something bad happens, the angels are saying ameen to any dua that is coming out of your mouth. At that particular point, when the calamity strikes, don't say swear words like the world teaches you. You know, something bad happens and the first thing that comes out of your mouth is a bad word. No, that's the moment when the angels are saying ameen, ameen, ameen to any dua that's about to come out of your mouth, because Allah has just tested you with something massive. So you say, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, bless me, protect me, grant me ease, my offspring. And you know what? Sometimes if you have other du'as that you desperately needed, that's the time, that's the moment. It's one of the times of acceptance of du'a is when calamity has struck you, when a test has come in your direction, something really negative has happened to you, according to worldly terms. Then you need to make sure you call out to Allah. Bear patience. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ And you know what? Those who've passed on, those who've been killed in a good cause, those who've been murdered and so on, Allah says to us, don't call them dead. Don't use the term amwat for them, because they have a different type of a life. With Allah, they are being sustained. Look at verse number 153. Allah says,
وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَن يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ
Don't say to those or about those who've passed on in the cause of Allah that they're dead. Allah says they're alive with Allah, but you don't know, you don't feel, you don't understand, you don't realize. So that life is a different type of life. It's called the life of barzakh. It's a life that Allah knows. Allah knows how it is. And remember, the connection of the soul and the body is solely in the hands of Allah. Allah connects the soul and the body in a way that we don't understand. When we hear about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, correct narration say, when you greet him, he greets you back. How? I don't know, but I know it happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects and has connected the soul and that body in a way that I don't know and I will not know right now. But I may find out one day. He's only told us that I connect the body and the soul so that you can have a response to that greeting. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's amazing. So we say that yes, there is a life known by Allah, what type of life it is. But we're all going to go back to Allah. That's why Allah tells us that الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ Those whom when calamity strikes, the first thing they say is إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Whatever has happened, we all belong to Allah and we're all going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That itself is already healing, because calamity has just struck. And I am relating everything to Allah to say, look, I came from Allah. Whatever's happened is in the hands of Allah. I'm going to return to Allah and we're all going to return to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that there is a lot of healing and there is hope in the mercy of Allah. So this is why in the very next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, I'm going to test all of you. With what? Shay'in min al-khawf. There will be some fear. In your life, you'll be scared sometimes. There'll be some fear sometimes, anxiety sometimes. It's normal sometimes. But Allah tells you what to do. And as a result, what He will do. So Allah says, I will test you with khawf. This fear, this anxiety, uncertainty. And Allah says, نَبْرُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْمِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ I'll test you with some hunger. You may not get food. There may be a drought. You may not be able to eat food. You may go through hunger. Allah says, نَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ Loss of wealth. You might lose your job. You might not have an income. You may not have sustenance. You may lose produce. You may lose your stock. Your factory might be burnt down. Your house might burn down. You might suffer an accident. Allah says, it's going to happen. These are things Allah says, I will test you with. نَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ People will die around you, your loved ones, your parents, your spouse, your children, whoever. Sometimes more people all at once. People will die. Allah says, we will test you with that too, because death is inevitable. Then Allah says, وَالْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Even your produce, you may lose produce. You know, for those who have farms, and even generally, the economy of countries that's based on produce, you may struggle. Your economy might go down. You know, the nation might struggle economically. There might be a recession. Allah says, we will test you with all of this. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Give good news. At that time, give good news. To who? To all these people. To everyone. Because we're going to test all of you with some of this. We're going to test all of you with some of this. Different people, different tests. But give good news to those who bear patience. Sabr. Firstly, they thank Allah for whatever they still do have. They relate everything to Allah and say, we're going to return to Allah. Amazing. I'm healing. Because I'm realizing, you know what? Life was temporary. Yes, I lost my spouse. But inshallah, I'm going to meet my spouse very soon. I'll carry on. Allah will grant me the ability to continue. I'll never lose hope in His mercy, and He will give me the power. He doesn't test me with something that I won't be able to shoulder. He will give me the power. That's Allah. I've lost, yes indeed, but I'm going to keep on moving. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to have hope. I'm getting up in the morning and I'm going to try and I'm going to pray and I'm not going to lose hope and I'm going to, you know, wash up and dress up and pray and cook and eat and I'm going to go out and work and try and earn and things will continue and I'm going to do good and pray for my loved ones who've passed away. That's the way. That's healing. That's hope. Subhanallah. Amazing, amazing. Allah says, we will test you with all of these things. Bashir al-Sabireen, give good news to those who bear patience. Who are they? Alladina idha asabatum musiba. Those whom when calamity has struck them, they say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They say, we all belong to Allah and we're all going to return to Allah. Ultimately, we're all going there. Then Allah says, inna أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ They have special blessings from their Lord and a special mercy. At that point, a special calmness descends on your soul and your heart. A special mercy of Allah will descend upon you. Because Allah knows your struggles. When you just hand over everything to Allah. Oh Allah, I trust you. I leave it in your hands. I'm trying my best to be a better person every day. I'm weak. I'm a human. I do falter, but I know you will forgive and I know you can see me trying. I'm not doing it to please someone or for someone. I'm doing it just for you, oh Allah. Just for you. I'm trying. And so Allah's special blessings descend upon you. You will feel them. That's the hope Allah gives you. That's the healing that Allah is granting you. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Those are the ones who are rightly guided. They are the ones who are rightly guided. So my brothers and sisters, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. You know, in other verses of the Quran, Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ After he mentions the sinful, and those who've lost hope in the mercy of Allah, those who've turned away from Allah, those who disbelieve, etc. In verse number 160, Allah says, the exception is for those who have turned back to Allah, they've made amends, they've corrected their ways, and they have clarified and made clear. Allah says, for them, I will forgive them because I am the oft forgiving, the most merciful. You know, when Allah says, I am the oft forgiving, a tawwab is someone who continually accepts the tawbah of the same person. So every time you turn back to Allah, you must know Allah has forgiven you. And you turn back to Him again and again and again. Allah will forgive you a million times. Don't lose hope. He is a tawwab. He continues to accept the tawbah coming from the same person as many times as it comes. No losing of hope. May Allah forgive all of us. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين